something. Thank you very much. I mean, this is now the core of our work, and we are very interested in sharing some of our views. I will also delve a little bit in our working paper, which we have submitted this year, which gives some answers also to the questions that we also just heard from the delegation of Japan in being more specific on what we actually do in the second part when it comes to the restriction. But first to the prohibitions part, I think, I mean, what we have outlined in our working paper when we talk about prohibitions is that there could be three different elements to such a prohibition under our set of elements or a possible legally binding instrument. And one, of course, is those systems that by design fail to comply with IHL rules and principles in general. And many of those, this kind of principles, I think, is reflected here in these different bars that you have designed. And we will not go into the detail, but at first glance, they look like they are doing the trick there. The second point that we meant, something that we also have insistently come up with, is to have a more broader idea of what should be prohibited and which also tackles more the let's say, the general concern of the public when it comes to autonomous weapon systems. And in our view, at least, this should be also part of a prohibition. And it is what we have formulated as systems that select and engage persons as targets in a manner that violates the dignity and worth of the human person, as well as the principles of humanity or the dictates of public conscience. That should be, in our view, and we know it's something that will be discussed, it's also something that should be part of a prohibition. And then the third tier of our approach, you could call it, is the meaningful human control. And we are very much appreciate that you have taken this up also here as a prohibition part in para 5. What probably is the issue here is that it's not defined yet. But we think this could be part of or should be part of our work. As others, we would prefer human control here as the term. And what we suggest in our working paper is that human control or meaningful human control, which we would even prefer more, as something that could be achieved through a mix of positive obligations. And these positive obligations, in turn, should be the ones that to some extent are in your restriction part. This would be things like a functional understanding of the system, and it's also a question who should meet these conditions, so this is also something to discuss. An adequate assessment of the context in which the weapon can be and is used, and limitations that may be required to be set with regard to the duration, geographical area, number of engagement, and the types of targets. And many of these elements are here there. So what we suggest and what we should do is connect it to have this meaningful human control set out as something that is not just a word or a concept that we don't have defined, but something that can be achieved by doing something actively. By positive obligations, the states have to ensure so that we can be sure that there is meaningful human control, which then is something that also leads to a prohibition when it's not there. And this is the way how we see the overall prohibitions and restrictions part. I will not, as I mentioned, I will not go into the detail of the formulations that you have proposed. We might do that at a later stage after hearing other delegations. But for now, we see this to some extent already incorporated. What we still need to do is make the link and make it more explainable, especially when it comes to the meaningful human control. And that's it for our first intervention. Thank you.